sweet Cecilia. Hi, this is Pete.
And Jay.
And you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5
FM.
Sweet Cecilia up and left without a trace. Silently. And I know someone's used these words.
City to city, town to town, running around in the shoes of a clown.
that desperate, no count. Desperado, a thief of love. My business is busty, I'll be shaking on down. No Colorado, Texas, she's nice, but Georgia's oh so sweet. Steal away with me, darling, your loving just can't be beat. So it seems that the world keeps on turning, we'll
and roll music and why I preach against it. I believe that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency.
DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour. 120 minutes of rockabilly, hillbilly, old country, 50s R&B, and vintage rock and roll.
I know what it does to you.
Friday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m., alternating with Steve Harnish and the Bingo Show. Only here on WMFO in Medford.
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
Want some now? Just search the web for DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour to find the website, Blogspot, Facebook and MySpace pages, and Apple iTunes podcasts. Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and WMFO.org on the web.
It even vibrates like real.
Business. listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Alexander Golan, the music director of the station. I just popped on in, thought I'd come on over the air, say hey. It's 11:30 right now. Hope you're all having a lovely day. It's a great Tuesday. It's pretty nice out today, a little chillier than yesterday, so bundle up a little bit. But just thought I'd play a couple tunes, maybe, you know, go out to your lunch break, listen to some WMFO. I'm just going to play a little bit of Somos, a little bit of Elliott Smith, a little bit of Mix. And I was thinking if any of you wanted to call in, chat, give me a suggestion, anything you want, give us a call, 617-627-3800. Like I said, 617-627-3800. Without further ado, familiar theme from Somos.
Just stop.
All right, so those were two from Somos, one of my favorite bands, a great local Boston act. I just booked them for a concert at Tufts last weekend on Saturday. I had a Tufts band, the Wombats. They were awesome. They were so good. And then I had Choke Up, another local Boston band. I think they live in Alston. They're like super cool, kind of emo, punk rock. Just like four really good friends who are super chill. And they gave a great set. And unfortunately, it was so sad. Somos, the lead singer of Somos, Mike, came up to me during the middle of Choke Up set and was like, listen, man, I'm sorry, I don't think I can do this. And I guess he came down like with a terrible case of just like food poisoning or something, and he was just like writhing. So it was a serious bummer, but like they were super cool about it. They like gave me, they refunded the money, so we'll have some more money to book with. And they even hooked me up with a record, a t-shirt. Like, they're really awesome guys. I can't wait to keep supporting them. In fact, definitely check it out online. Somos is playing with Pedal at the Sinclair. I think, I want to say it's a week from this Thursday, but it might be a day or two off. But that's sure to be an awesome show. Pedal came out with a very good album about 4 or 5 months ago, maybe. Somos just released their brand new LP, and it's freaking unbelievable. It's called First Day Back. It's their second LP after Temple of Plenty, and they definitely brought it a little bit mellower. It's a little bit more like ruminative and atmospheric, but definitely very cool. Still has the energy and the catchiness that I really like got into them through. So yeah, that's that. Coming up now, we've got a special request from a WMFO favorite, Brian Young. So I'm sure if any of you are regular listeners, you're used to hearing Brian Young on the radio. He's got his awesome show Crash Course for the Ravers with Marie Michelle on Saturdays from 1 to 4 p.m. He's one of the only 3-hour shows on our station, and he gets it because he's been doing this for a long time, and he's got awesome taste in music, and he knows how to run a show. So please tune in Saturdays, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Check out Brian and Marie. Meanwhile, I'm going to dive right into Brian's request. It's the Irresponsibles. They're a band from the South Shore. So hope you dig.
Did you know you could lose your college financial aid if you get convicted of a minor drug offense? According to the federal government, one-third of all college students have used marijuana in the past year. Imagine the devastation to our nation's economy if all of these students got the punishment that some lawmakers think they deserve. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and fight back against the government's drug war attacks on our generation. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
All right. And we are back. Thank you for listening through that PSA. That last song you heard was from the Irresponsibles. They're Friends of Brian's. Very cool band. Really dug the vibe. So now I'm going to dive into a little bit of Elliott Smith. For those of you who aren't familiar with who Elliott Smith is, I really recommend you like look him up and check out his music, because he's, I mean, I can confidently say he's one of my favorite artists, period. And he was prominent in sort of the Portland, Oregon scene in the 90s, and he was in this punk band called Heat Miser. And they were doing kind of heavy stuff. They were getting really popular in this local scene. It was a pretty burgeoning scene at the time. And Elliott was always sort of an enigmatic person. He had issues at home. His mother, I believe his mother and father got divorced, and he lived with his mom in Texas, and she remarried, and Elliott's stepfather was rather abusive. Definitely gave him a complex that he grappled with through life. But he ended up moving to see his biological father and his stepmother in Oregon at like 14 or something, and went to school, started forming some bands and whatnot. And then he's out of school, he did Heat Miser, and then he started to get kind of tired of doing Heat Miser. He was getting really exhausted of just having to go out there and like yell and sing, scream, and like he was really fed up with the sort of machismo front that he almost felt like he had to put up. So what he started doing with Heat Miser was he started moving towards the way he sounded when he was solo. And their last LP, you definitely hear Elliott's voice change into more of his solo style. It's so good. I was going to start with an early Elliott song, actually the first one off of his first solo LP, Roman Candle. It's the eponymous song, the titular song. And then, honestly, instead, I'd rather play you this song, Plainclothes Man, which is from Heat Miser's last LP, which is called Mike City Sons. And this is one of their more popular songs, and it's sort of where you hear Elliott start forming into who he is. I'm gonna dive into this, and then I'll be back with a little bit more information. I've been kind of obsessed with him lately, watching lots of documentaries and reading lots of articles about him. So I'll fill you in a tad. Maybe some other time on my normal, regularly scheduled show, I'll do an actual feature on him. But for now, Plainclothes Man.
Everybody's second home, always trying to keep me alone, an easy way to lose it all. Always selling all those fails over by the west side rails. But I don't really need that now, I never really did anyhow. Say the things you say. Please turn out the light. I get a sick confusion headache trying to figure out who's right. Dreaming on the silver screen, waking up your plainclothes man. Acting
tell you now, now that no one else is around, the sort of lesson that I learned from you. Not quite the way you planned, but I know you'll understand.
So that was Plainclothes Man from Heat Miser off their final album, Mike City Suns. I love that song. I really recommend looking up the lyrics. I have to be honest, I'm still grappling through the lyrics. There's a lot of, Elliot was really good at creating characters in his music, and a lot of the characters would follow through from song to song or even album to album, and they weren't always him. They weren't necessarily tangible people, but they were characters. And what I've noticed in the lyrics of Plainclothes Man is it's hard for me to follow who he's talking to. He's saying you, he's saying he's saying me, and it sounds somehow like some kind of manipulative relationship of some kind. I don't know, but I find the lyrics very provocative. I've found a lot of I don't know what the word would be. I've found a lot of intrigue in them recently. I guess let's just say I've learned some lessons that sometimes people can't be trusted. And you got to keep your guard up and you got to look out for yourself. So remember that, kids, and read the lyrics of Plainclothes Man. And if there's anybody out there who you're mad at, it's okay to be just PO'd sometimes. And you know what? If you're particularly mad at someone right now, this song is going to be great because it's just all about a multi-year loathing for somebody. So here you go, Roman Candle, first song off of his first solo album from Elliot Smith.
He played himself. Didn't need me to give him hell. He could be cool and cruel to you and me. Knew we put up with anything. I wanna give in pain. I'm a Roman candle. My head is full of flames. I'm a flames. I wanna hurt it.
hair in my head. I'm so ugly. That's okay, cause so are you. Book on me is Sunday morning. It's every day for all I care. And I'm not scared. Light my candles in our days, cause I found God.
In our day.